delighted to have the Lucia Singers with us this morning, as well as some of the handbells who will be providing our hosts. Let us begin.
Thank you. Let us pray. Everlasting God, you are always more ready to hear than we are to pray, and to give more than we either desire or deserve. Pour out your abundant mercy upon us. Relieve us of those things that feel heavy or worrisome. Provide for us what we need so that we might rest in your grace. Amen.
A reading from Psalm 90. Make us realize how short life is, that we may gain wisdom of heart. God, relent. How long before you have mercy on your faithful ones? When morning comes, fill us with your love, and we will celebrate all our days. Give us joy for as many days as you afflicted us, for as many years as we knew misfortune. Let your work be seen by your faithful, your glory be witnessed by their children. Let God's favor be upon us. Grant success to the work of our hands. Success to the work of our hands. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thank you.
May God, the Creator who made you, Jesus, the one who walks beside you, and the Spirit, the one who breathes through you, bless you this day and always. Amen. Sorry, now it's my turn to talk. yes, as Siri said, the United Christian Ministries and the chaplain's office are kicking off a small group ministry on campus, and it's a great way to get involved with a small group of people, 7 or 8, and really dig into what it means to be a person of faith and just discussing different topics related to science, faith, you name it. So we'd really encourage you to take advantage of that. The small groups, if you're interested in for more information, there's a pamphlet on the back table for you to take on your way out. And they'll be starting within the week or two.